Hello, everyone. I would like to thank you for joining me for the fifth installment of the Puffin Pass podcast. In this installment, we shall be discussing zombies. And I already know what you're probably thinking. Really, bro? You're going to waste an entire episode on zombies? Please, just listen. Despite how much I say I don't like horror movies, I end up watching a lot of them. I watched a lot of the classics and a bunch of the newer things, but the horror movies that have always stood out to me have always been zombie movies. They don't scare me any more than the others do, but I find them more entertaining and I learn more from them. Something that is a common staple between every zombie movie is that no matter what, other humans are our greatest enemy. And that's kind of how I feel about this pandemic. There is a literal virus around the world killing people, and you think that our energy would be focused on that. But no, it's focused on hating each other. We saw at the start of quarantine the depravity of our fellow men. Black Friday had nothing on what went down before lockdown. We showed more animal-like behaviors than the animals we keep at home. There's a show I finished recently on Netflix. It's called Black Summer. The opening scene is a family running toward a military camp in order to get lifted to safety, where the soldier notices that the dad is acting funny. So the soldier goes up to the dad and lifts up his shirt and finds a big black oozy bite mark. So the dad looks the soldier in the eye and says, "Please, I just want to be my family." Obviously, the soldier isn't stupid, so he's getting ready to kill the dad before he turns into a zombie. When the wife runs up to the soldier and pushes him as he's shooting, and it causes everyone to get scared and run away. Now you will probably think, okay, the wife is going to run away too. No, the wife picks up the husband, goes to an abandoned house, lays him on the ground, and says, "I'm going to get you some water." And then when she goes back, the husband, what did you guess it, has disappeared and now is fully transformed into a zombie, and then she acts surprised when the husband attacks her. As you can probably already guess, she was far from my favorite character. Before I continue, I just want to share a quick story. It's called The Scorpion and the Frog. You might have heard of it. As the story goes, a frog is preparing to cross a river when the scorpion approaches it and asks for a ride across. The frog says no because the scorpion is going to sting him and he'll die. But the scorpion says he's not going to do that because he also needs to get across, and if the frog drowns, he'll die too. The frog thinks that, okay, that makes sense, and gives the scorpion a ride. In the middle of the river, the scorpion stings the frog. And in his dying breath, the frog asks, "Why would you do this? Now you're going to die too." And the scorpion says, "I'm sorry, I can't help it. It's within my nature." The moral of the story is, some people will sacrifice the greater good in order to satisfy a base desire. To put it into other words, people will ignore common sense just for instant satisfaction. So while you could stay home and prevent yourself from getting COVID, you'd rather go outside and party and risk yourself. Also remember this, if you do catch COVID and survive, there's a great chance it will negatively affect your body forever. Many COVID survivors have noticed that the food that they liked before tastes disgusting to them now. And many people have suffered complete organ failure due to COVID. So yes, you might survive, but you'll never be the same. In a zombie apocalypse, you get bit, you're going to have to cut off the part of your body that got bit. If it was your hand or your leg, you're going to have to remove it in order to prevent further spread throughout your body. So, literally, you won't be able to function this game ever again. So don't take the risk. The consequences outweigh the rewards. I think zombie movies do a really good job showing how inhumane humans can get in tough situations. The two best zombie franchises I've seen have both come out of South Korea, Train to Busan and Kingdom. Train to Busan follows the story of a father taking his daughter to Busan to see her mother when a zombie outbreak happens. Kingdom is a story about how a rival clan usurps the throne from the rightful ruler and uses zombies as a means of population control and warfare. In both of these franchises, the main villains aren't zombies, it's other humans. people really show their true colors in times of desperation. This is why I like zombie movies so much. It doesn't matter how nice you and gentle you appear on the outside, when the going gets tough, the nicest person can turn into the coldest monster, or the supermanly macho guy could turn out to be a real wimp when the time comes. So when I watch these movies, I always ask myself, how would I act? Would I be a monster that only cares about myself, or would I be someone that will try as hard to do right by everyone? This is what I'm seeing outside. People are changing and acting different from their usual selves. A lot of people are exposing their true nature and showing everyone who they really are. Because a lot of us act the way that we do simply because someone's watching. And it goes to show you that no matter what, people are going to hold on to that hate and simple pleasure regardless of what the current situation is. It goes to show you that no matter what, humans are going to do what humans do best. Indulge and destroy. It's almost poetic. But let me know what you think. And as always, peace.